The California Trucking Association launched a legal challenge against the state's new law, giving wage and benefit protections to independent contractors. The rules are aimed at workers in the gig economy, though they will also apply to caretakers, maids, carers, and many others. The truckers group says its drivers' ability to set their own timetables will be hampered and interstate commerce undermined. Uber and others want a measure to be put before voters next year that would exempt them from the law, which comes into effect on January 1st.
A deal that will see Ascension, an American hospital network, share patient data with Google, attracted the ire of lawmakers worried about privacy. Suspicion about Google's intentions in health is a running theme. It was also criticized for collaboration with a British hospital in 2016 and with the University of Chicago a year later. It was also reported that Google wants to move into banking, which could set up a clash with financial regulators.
In an update on the progress it is making towards regulatory approval to fly the 737 MAX aircraft, which has been grounded for most of the year following two crashes, Boeing said it was possible that deliveries to airlines could resume in December and that it hopes soon to secure consent for new pilot training requirements. Southwest and American Airlines pushed back the dates for when they expect the 737 MAX can take off again until early March.
British Steel, which has been in liquidation following a Brexit-induced slump in orders, received a takeover offer from Jingye, a Chinese steelmaker. There is some uncertainty about Jingye's long-term commitment. BS specializes in railway tracks and construction girders, technology that Jingye lacks back home.
Carl Icahn, an activist investor, revealed that he has built a 4.2% stake in HP and will push it to accept a takeover offer from Xerox.
Tesla chose Berlin as the site for its first factory in Europe, making electric cars and batteries. "Berlin rocks," raved Elon Musk, Tesla's boss. Production should start in 2021.
American connoisseurs of craft brew were crying in their ale upon news that Anheuser-Busch InBev has struck a deal to buy Red Hook, a pioneer in the small brewers' revolution that began 40 years ago. The global beer conglomerate decided now was the time to swallow the roughly 70% it does not already own of Craft Brew Alliance, which also owns Kona and other brands, after its share price fell flat.